Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You just heard the breaking news out of the NFL. Commanders related here late this afternoon, close of the business day. On The Fan, Chase Young has a new home. He will be signing, according to multiple reports, with the New Orleans Saints. Chase Young to New Orleans. I posted a poll. I want immediate feedback. There's pretty much no better way to get that than X Twitter at this point. But we can open up the phones, the beauty of radio, 800-636-1067. I want an answer to this question that I'm polling right now at Grant H. Paulson. What is your level of interest in what becomes of Chase Young's career the rest of the way? Starting here in New Orleans, looks like a one-year deal, and then whether he's there or elsewhere after that. Very interested. You're over it. He's not a Commander anymore, so you don't care. Or I'm going to throw something in the middle, which would be same as any random player. Like, you're a football fan. He is a guy that plays a premium position. Maybe you're in an independent defensive player fantasy league or something. But you don't dislike Chase Young. You're not out on Chase Young. It's not like you're ignoring him. But you're also not any more interested than you normally would be. He's just an NFL player. You're an NFL fan. So I'm going to put that as kind of the medium response. So far, about 315 votes. 12% of people are saying they're very interested in what is going to become of his career. 35% are saying medium interest. No, any normal player, Chase Young, same bucket. And then 52%, surprisingly enough, don't care at all, which I find shocking. I don't know if the don't care at all is a reflection on like anger or disappointment. You're saying I've written him off. I don't want to think about Chase Young anymore or what, but I got a response at Grant H. Paulson here from Jay, who said, DC media cares a lot. It's scary. I promise you it's not scary. Let's find a better word. He was the most hyped defensive draft prospect in this organization maybe ever. Certainly in my lifetime. I could tap into Rick Snyder or David Elfin to go back further to see at the top of the board what defensive player was taken that was as hyped. But other than Robert Griffin III in 2012, post Heath Shuler, in the mid-90s, when I was in grade school, there has not been a draft pick who came with more fanfare and attention and hype and hoopla than Chase Young. So this idea that you're just supposed to turn off your interest or to not care about his career anymore when the team opted to move on from him, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. Here's what's weird. People telling me that it's weird to care. There's a lot of you out there. You know, it's a loud group on social media and online that are like, man, y'all are obsessed. He lives rent-free. I don't know what that means, but if your point is, I'm curious to see what happens with a guy that was the number two overall pick in the draft, yeah, I'm interested. Does he ever become a star? Could he be a 15-sack guy? Did they make the wrong decision by moving on when they did? So far, for the record, it looks like they made the right decision in the most loud, obvious way ever, as he was in the playoffs getting chastised by 49ers coaches and fans for taking plays off during series that were going to determine whether they got eliminated or not. He made some big plays along the way, too. But the whole reaction to his departure and the group of people who think it's strange that you would still care or have intrigue as to what this guy who, there are people listening who bought his jersey. $150. A lot of them, probably. There are people listening who maybe have gear or memorabilia, but he was their favorite player, that they decided he was going to be a defensive savior, that thought he was going to be the next great player in the organization. Why is it weird they're interested to find out what happens next? How could you not be? Do you think it's strange when someone who was in a relationship with someone occasionally checks their Facebook status to see what became of them? The feelings were real. You got excited. You were giddy. You were fired up. You thought they'd unearthed a gem. And you were let down in a big way. And you're trying to figure out, was I right or wrong? Did the team get this right or did they get this wrong? Again, you could go vote at Grant H. Paulson. Chase Young to the Saints. Level of interest in his career moving forward for you. Would it be very interested in what becomes of the rest of his career? Not interested at all? Or the same as any random player? By the way, I kind of like the fit in New Orleans for two reasons. One, Matt Paris is going to be covering him. Matt Paris covered Chase Young and the Commanders for years for the Washington Times. We loved having him on the show. You may remember the most hilarious interaction. See if we have audio of this still, the Paris question with it. But Paris asked him basically, like, I think it was why he wasn't at OTAs or something. And Chase Young had the famous quote, I think it was the moment that I was out forever, where he said, I was getting that money, boss, or getting my money. That was a Matt Paris question. And now they link back up in New Orleans together because Paris now covers the Saints for the newspaper out there. So I would just love to be a fly on the wall when Chase is like, oh, boss, what's up, man? I've been getting that money. I also like the fit from football standpoint. Dennis Allen's a really good defensive coach. I'm not sure he's a particularly good head coach. He's kind of been in that middling 7-8 win guy for his existence in New Orleans. But between him and their DC, Joe Woods, I like what they're going to be able to scheme up. They've got Carl Granderson at one edge, Chase at the other, Cam Jordan, who's long in the tooth, was a first-round pick back in 2011, but he plays some edge. They can kick him inside to play some tackle. That's not a bad little defensive line there. Playing behind a pretty decent linebacker core. They just signed Willie Gay, by the way, coming over from the Chiefs. I kind of like the opportunity for Chase. It's almost certainly going to be a one-year deal. I've not seen a number. I saw Josina Anderson said it could be worth up to $13.5 million. I need people to stop with the up to contract reports. That tells us nothing. So if he hits some escalators and a bunch of things go well that are unlikely, then he could make $13.5 million. Cool. That's what the agent wants out there. How much is he actually making? It could be 8 or 9 or 7 or 6, and he could still be making up to 13.5. What's his base salary? We'll find out eventually, but I haven't seen that number yet. A couple people tweeted me, at Grant H. Paulson. This is actually a good point. They said LeVar was a very hyped pick. Good one. That was 2000, number 2 overall. Same spot they took Chase, by the way. Penn State, best defensive player in the country. Although Courtney Brown, his teammate, went right in front of him. I just don't remember Brown being as impactful as LeVar in college. It was not as sexy a name. Probably a mistake of a pick for the Browns. Number 1 anyway. But that's a good one. That's in the short list. That might be right there with Chase in terms of defensive picks all time. But yeah, you're not supposed to care when LeVar went to the Giants after. Like, he had a falling out with Joe Gibbs and a contract dispute with Dan Snyder, and he hated Washington's guts. So he went and got paid to play them twice a year. Oh, I'm not interested in seeing how it goes. It's weird that you care, I'm sure. I mean, I guess in the same way that it's weird that I'm a grown-up and my emotions hinge on whether or not a sports team wins every single weekend. Yeah, by definition, that's weird. It's weird that I'm a grown-up and I've got a bunch of pictures of people on my wall in my basement. Strange that tonight I'm going to rush home and plop my fat butt down on a couch, and whether or not I go to bed livid or giddy is going to be based on a hockey team winning or losing with some bounces of a puck. Yeah, it's a stupid thing. I'm stupid. This is what I do. Other people get excited about music. I don't. other people care about? Politics or whatever it is. My thing is sports. So in the same breath that it's dumb that I am a terrible husband and father on Sunday because all I want to do is sit on a couch for 13 straight hours watching football as a grown-up, neglecting responsibilities, you're right. That is kind of stupid. Also, I do care what happens to Chase Young. Forgive me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.